Hey listeners, I'm Lauren Cole.
And I'm Kendall Smith.
You're listening to Ducks Discuss, hosted by the University of Oregon English Department.
Each episode, we'll discuss prose, poems, analysis, theory, and research going on in the world of literature.
We're often joined by a guest. Sometimes it's a professor.
Sometimes it's a student.
Either way, we're exploring the power of the written word.
If you're a U Oregon student interested in discussing literary topics, you've come to the right place.
All right, Kendall, let's dive in. Today we're back for another episode of Ducks Discuss. I'm Lauren.
I'm Kendall.
And today we have Jaime as our guest.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. We're excited to get to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Of course. Kendall, you want to start us off?
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay, nice.
Exciting. So are you graduating this spring?
Yeah, I'm graduating. It's so crazy because we're in week 5 now, and it's like, six more weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
A little nerve-wracking.
Do you feel like you're being interrogated? Are you nervous right now?
No, I mean, yeah, it's just, it's just weird because, like, graduation is coming up, and you know, there's so many things to think about, and it's just a whole new, like, ball game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure something, you know, I'm kind of, like, optimistic, which is always, like,
good.
You know, just being, like, slightly delusional, like, something will happen.
Well, anyways, what have you been reading this week? Anything interesting from your various English classes that you were talking about?
Yeah, so I've been reading from my English classes with Dr. Barter. I've been reading Moby Dick, which was interesting because I've never read the book, and, like, surprisingly, it's, like, a very well-known classic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first read it, I was, like, kind of confused, but then I was also kind of like, oh, this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then another book that we read is called Wake, which is, like, a graphic text, and it's just so, like, it's by Rebecca Hall, and it's, like, really cool because it's just so... I think what I love the most about it is, like, the visual aspects.
What's that one about?
This one, Wake, is about talking about, like, Black women who've, like, led slave revolts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really, like, talked about. It's kind of just, like, something that's not very, like, discussed because it's always, like, men who, like, Black
mm-hmm.
men who've, like, supposedly led slave revolts. And so, like,
mm-hmm.
this graphic text is trying to do the work of, like, talking about, like, Black women who've been involved in, like, slave revolts.
Wow.
So that's
really very
cool.
Yeah. I have just recently gotten into the graphic narrative form, so I'll have to add this one to my list.
Yeah, I'm
branching out.
Yeah, and then there's, like, another book that I didn't bring with me, but it's called Blake. And it's such a... I like the novel. It was really... It was kind of, like, challenging to begin with,
mm-hmm.
but, like, with all these texts, these are, like, really good text reading community, so, like, you know, you gain more reading them with, like, a group of people than if you were to read them by yourself.
Yeah, analyzing it.
And, you know, you always have, like, really nice discussions, but, like,
mm-hmm.
I highly recommend, like, Wake and, like, Blake to read, because it's just,
mm-hmm.
they're just so, like, interesting novels, and they make you, like, just think differently about... in terms of, like, African-American literature, it's so, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Dr. Barter's fabulous for that class. She's so good at facilitating the community discussion aspect of it.
Yeah, I've been in her class, like, or I've been taking her classes, like, 5 times now.
I think we were in one together this year.
Yeah, in, like, the fall. And it was just such a, she has, like, such a way with, like, explaining,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, sort of, like difficult topics sometimes.
Yeah.
And she's just amazing.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm redirecting a little bit because part of the reason we invited you is because you recently participated in the Sigma Tau Delta convention.
Okay.
So we were wondering if you could tell us, one, when did you join Sigma Tau Delta? And two, could you give a little... overview of what it is for people who might not know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think I joined Sigma Tau Delta, I think it was, like, my freshman year towards, like, the end of its, like, spring term, maybe, because
mm-hmm.
I transferred in with, like, lots of credits, and I was taking quite a few English classes. And I think sophomore year, or I think I got, like, inaugurated to it, I think sophomore year, but they didn't do, like, a celebration until, like, the year after it, so, like,
mm-hmm.
in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially what it is, it's, like, it's just, like, an honors English, like, program in a way,
mm-hmm.
where you just, like, pay a little fee, and then you get into, like, the program, and it's really cool, because there's so many opportunities for, like, English majors. You can get, like, scholarships, or, like, internships. And, like, a cool thing about it was, you know, talking about the convention, is,
mm-hmm.
like, you're able to submit, like, work. And, you know, if it gets selected, you know, you get to go to, like, this really cool, like, conference convention thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was, like, lucky to, you know, submit a paper, which is kind of funny. because it was totally, like, I wasn't really planning on submitting a paper, I'll
mm-hmm.
be completely honest. But, you know, I was like, you know what, let's just go for it. And, you know, thankfully it did get accepted. But, yeah, I just had, like, a good time. And, like, the cool thing was, like, you know, it was in Atlanta. And for me, like, it was nice because I've never got to go to, like, such a different part of the United States.
Yeah.
I've always been, like, in the West Coast area.
Yeah.
So, like, to get to go to somewhere else was really nice.
Wow.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Kind of a far journey.
Oh, yeah.
For the first week of school, too, right? It was the first week
of
term?
Yeah, it was the first week of spring term, which was interesting.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump ahead too much, but I'm so curious what your paper was about and how did you feel presenting it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So, like, the paper that I submitted ended up being from, like, a Chaucer class.
Wow.
Shout out to Professor Liskaya.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was just about, specifically, it was about, like, the partner's tale. And I think I titled it The Partner's Business Model. He's kind of just, like, giving us, like, this, like, really elaborate plan that he's, like, that he creates, sort of. And, you know, this is how he gets money by, like, you know, like, selling, like, these holy relics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, tells, like, a little moral tale to sort of, like, guilt trip the pilgrims on this pilgrimage to, like, oh my gosh, we need a pardon, please. Like, we don't want to, like, you know, go to hell or whatever. So it's, like, that kind of thing.
Marketing strategy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's just kind of that. It was those kind of things that kind of made me interested in that. When it was about time to present it, I was, like, really nervous. I felt like I was going to pass out. Because it was, like, one, it was really hot, and I was wearing, like, this blazer and everything. Because you had to, like, look
so
really
professional.
Yeah, I had to, like,
wow.
wear, like, this.
I mean,
like,
you're presenting a business model. You
yeah.
know?
But,
look
yeah.
the part.
Yeah. Yeah, might as well. And, like, you know, I was just, like, really warm. And I was just, like, I remember I had, like, a little thing of water. And I was, like, just trying to sip. And just so it wasn't, like, you know, like, hot or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, once I got to, like, you know, like, present, it was actually not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's funny because, like, there wasn't, like, that many people. I think the max amount of people, like, in like a presentation is, like, 30.
Okay.
There was, like, roughly, like, 25. I mean, that's
yeah.
still a lot,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
like, it could be worse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, like, a good time. I mean, you know, very nerve-wracking to begin with,
mm-hmm.
but then once
mm-hmm.
you actually, like, you know, talk about your work, it was, you know, pretty chill.
Yeah.
I think what was also nerve-wracking, because you have to do, like, a Q&A after, and I'm like,
oh
my gosh, what are they going to ask?
What if they ask you something you don't know about?
Yeah, I felt weird because, like, I don't want these people to think that I'm, like, a medieval English expert. Like, I don't
mm-hmm.
even have a specialty or anything, but I'm like, I don't want them to ask me about, like, Chaucer.
Yeah.
Like, I only
general,
took one class. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's good to know, because I was thinking about submitting it, but it's intimidating to
yeah.
think about, you
presenting.
Know, submitting a paper and having to field those questions, especially if it's for something you're not an expert
yeah.
in necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good intel to have.
Yeah.
an
yeah,
inside
I mean,
source.
Yeah, I guess, like, my advice would really be, like, if, you know, if anyone's, like, wanting to join Sigma Tau Delta and is interested in, like, conventions like these, I would really just, like, I didn't do this, so that's why I'm telling people to do it, but I'm,
mm-hmm.
like, just practicing, like, you're reading your paper out loud.
Oh.
I did that a little bit, but I wish I would have done it more. But I think once you, like, do it, you know, you'll feel, like, such a relief.
Yeah.
How did this experience add to your overall, like, English experience? I know you're graduating, that was probably kind of a little, like, medal or something.
Yeah, I would say.
A good accomplishment.
Yeah, I would say that it was definitely, like, a highlight of, like, my career in the sense of, like, being a college student, but on top of, like, being, like, an English major.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was just kind of cool to be in, like, that sort of, like, position, to be like, oh, I'm presenting my research, even though it's not really research, per
it's
se.
It's totally research.
But, like, I mean, yeah, like, you know, I, like, you know, presenting something, especially because, like, you know, it was a medieval English paper, so it was kind of cool to, like, sort of be in this different realm of, like, English and, like, you know, just, I don't know, it was just really cool. And I just loved seeing, like, other English majors from, like, so many different parts of, like, the US, and like seeing how they're also really like passionate about it, really like, all kind of like English.
Was there a lot of other schools?
Yeah, there was actually some also like from Oregon. There was like, I believe, I actually like bumped into like one student from like Pacific University.
Oh, wow.
I guess like another thing I could have mentioned, or I should have mentioned, is that with like Sigma Tau Delta, you do get a lot of opportunities as like an alumni. So like, you know, you're still able to like access, I think, like the convention. So like, you know, if you're still, if that's kind of what I want to do, is like, you know, if you want to like keep doing some research, or you know, you want to submit another paper, you can still do that and like get to like participate. So that's really cool.
That is cool.
So I'll be looking forward to that at some point. But yeah, I don't know, it was just really, I don't know, there's like not a good word to say, but it was just really nice to, you know, be at that convention. And like definitely a shout out to like Dr. Upton, because he's like, he's been a huge sort of like, I don't know, he's just, he's really good about like supporting you and like pushing you to like do it in a funny way.
Exactly.
He's like, no pressure, but you know, like,
he said that exact same thing.
Yeah.
So many
he's like,
times.
No,
he's our sponsor for this project.
Yeah.
Our inspiration.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It's like, no pressure, but you know, it's just, I don't know. It's amazing though. Yeah.
Great. Well, we have some fun would you rather questions.
Okay.
As a, are you still an employee at the Nightly Week?
Yeah,
so you probably have a very personal relationship with this one.
Yeah.
We'll answer it too.
Yeah, we'll
just
participate.
To chime in.
It's would you rather be locked in PLC by yourself all night, threatening, or clean the gum off all of the bottoms of the chairs in the night library.
Cool.
Every single chair.
I'm surprised at having made us do that at some point. I don't know, PLC does sound kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
I don't know which one's older. I think the library is probably older than PLC.
Probably.
Totally
PLC
wrong.
Looks like brutalist architecture.
I mean, that's a good one.
I can chime in with my answer.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah.
I think the gum would take a lot more time and manual labor. I'm thinking, even though PLC might probably be haunted and a little bit spooky, like my anxiety would be high, I'm not sure I'd sleep, but I think I could really have a good time, you know, like turn up music really loud, not like cause a ruckus necessarily,
don't
no vandalism, but you know, kind of dance around, maybe meet a ghost. I think I can have a lot of fun there.
I would want to honestly like snoop around PLC.
Yeah.
Is it
it's
bad?
It's kind of a maze.
Yeah, it is. And like, what's in their desk? What's in their desk closet?
We will not be locking you in there.
But, you know what? I think I would go with PLC, because I think what really did it for me was the manual labor. Like, thinking about, like, all the chairs.
Like, every single chair in this
There's
place.
A lot.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm not getting paid for it. I'm like, if I'm not getting paid for it, I'm like, I don't know. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you're like, this wasn't in my contract.
Yeah, I'd rather have a little, like, party and like abandoned PLC.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you on that one.
I bet at least one person in the history of this school has been locked in PLC.
Probably. You
all
could
night.
Fall asleep in there.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, being locked in PLC doesn't sound too bad, because you could just take a nap.
True.
And, like,
yeah.
Not even, like,
find a cozy corner.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is tricky, but very on theme, because a little more medieval lit.
Okay.
Would you rather read Beowulf for the rest of your life for 4 hours a day, or only be able to speak an iambic pentameter forever?
Oh my god.
I know. It's a tricky one.
Oof.
This is inspired by me recently having to read Beowulf for the first time. I don't know. I avoided it for so long.
You really? avoided that for a long time.
But now in folklore, oral traditions, it finally
finally got you. It
finally got me.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of sad because I've never read Beowulf.
Oh,
but
my
like, I know,
goodness.
Weird.
How did you guys both get away with this?
I mean, that's a good question. But I feel like, I mean, because the last time I was, like, taught, like, iambic pentameter, or I don't think I said that right, but, like, it was, like, during high school, we had to write, like, sonnets or whatever, and I didn't do that assignment because it was just really hard. So, honestly, I would rather just do Beowulf because it gives me a chance to, like, read it, and then I'll, like, memorize it. I don't know. Maybe, like, a cute little, like, trivia thing.
Yeah. That party trick.
That's a good answer. I was going to go with iambic pentameter. But I guess the caveat would be, does it come naturally to me forever, or do I have to, write a sonnet every time I want to speak?
Yeah.
And a text message is writing sonnets.
Yeah.
Yeah, concise communication would really be difficult with that.
Because I would speak a lot less, I think. But I think I'd still probably go with that one because it'd be like a fun party trick.
Mm-hmm. You'd be some type of like oracle.
Yeah.
People
kind of
would like consult you.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. I really don't know what I would pick.
I don't feel like there's a really like, I don't know. I feel like depending on like who you are, like it doesn't really, there's no like bad one. I feel like each one has its own little like perk.
Beowulf might be a little bad.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this, Professor Bayless.
Our last, do you want to introduce us?
Sure. This is, did you think of this? You might have thought of this.
Yeah. Let's call it a group effort.
Yeah, it's a group effort where we came to the realization while we were in the Writing Associates program, WAP, that Sigma Tau Delta also has the unfortunate acronym of STD.
Yes.
So we thought it would be fun to think of a semi-rhyming, would this be rhyming? Not rhyming.
No, like
acronym
a,
game.
Acronym.
Yeah.
Of
what could STD stand for?
Besides the obvious one.
I actually thought about this. Well, because, like, I love Olivia Rodrigo, and so I was thinking, like, kind of inspired by that. Does it have to be, like, related to, like, English, or could it just be the
absolutely
point?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mine's all over the place.
Because I was going to say, like, stupid teenage dream.
Okay,
ooh,
that's good.
That's really good.
Like,
that's
yeah,
like a good band name or something.
Yeah, and because, like, I don't know if you ever heard the song Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo, but, like...
Shout out to
you,
Olivia.
I'm like, this would be perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah, so it's like...
That's a good one.
Mine's less clever. less paying... homage to one of the great singers of our time. I have one that's kind of like a marketing slogan.
Okay.
Ooh, slime to dime.
That's
yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Rhymes.
I know. I'm not sure what the business would be yet.
I feel like it could be a car detailing service.
Yeah.
Maybe. Slime to dime. Take away the slime.
The people,
I make a dime.
The people who clean the gum off of the seats.
You're right. We can start a new business there.
I love that. That's a good one.
And my other one is for my favorite animal, swampy terrestrial dinosaurs.
That's good. I like the word swampy.
I know, me too. Makes me think of backyard again.
Yeah, yeah. I loved that.
I love
that.
Me too.
Yeah. Did you come up with any, Kendall?
I mean, the go-to of 16 tiny dolphins makes me laugh.
Yeah, I like that.
But that could be like a
come
club.
Upon 16 tiny dolphins.
Just 16 of them, you know?
That'd be so cute. Okay, I think that wraps up the stuff we had put together.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, we just want to thank you for taking the time to do this with us. It was fabulous to hear from you.
And congratulations on graduating.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's been so fun to be your cohort member in
Writing
Associates.
Writing Associates forever.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Ducks Discuss with Kendall and Lauren. Make sure to look for future episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And if you're interested in getting involved, reach out to our email, engl@cas.uoregon.edu, or look for more information on our website.
See you next time!